This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Rooster, get on a microphone. I need one question answered from you, Chris. I don't know that you've noticed this, but I know Chris Russell, who has a show starting at 2 o'clock on Team 980.
Hello, boys.
Hello. I know how much you love analytics.
If there's anybody that defines analytics, it's me.
So, I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's a growing level of angst among some, I would say, people that tend to lean towards analytics, about the Commanders' offense based on three drives in the preseason with Jaden Daniels and the lack of variations and the lack of depth of target.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious how concerned you are about those things from three drives in the preseason.
Not at all, because that's what you're going to see on September the 8th.
Okay, explain.
I mean, you're going to see all those intermediate and obviously third level type passing route combinations, passes, pass attempts. Why? Look, I already think this is just me. I know I'm crazy. Somebody yelled at me yesterday about this privately that you know. Yelled might be strong. I already think Cliff Kingsbury has tipped his cap way too much this preseason. I was expecting vanilla ice cream and nothing but. And I already think he's given away plenty of what they're going to do and what they're going to be about. Not that I'm mad about it. I'm just surprised about it. So what they haven't given away is those medium and third level route combinations, design and attempts and efforts that we know are going to, that you and I have seen at practice, that B has seen at practice. I mean, you, like, I haven't been at every practice. You guys obviously have the show, so, you know, I don't know what you've been able to see when you're down there, but we all know that they've stretched the ball and stretched the field.
For some reason, the analytics world think that they're supposed to show everything that they're going to do.
Well, the analytics world is stupid, babe. I mean, what do you want? I'm sorry.
When I saw Miami come out, and I remember, I think it might have been London. London say they are not going to hide anything. They're going to run exactly what they run on both sides.
Miami. Yeah.
Miami came out, was running motions all over the place, attacking things, blitzing, double A-gap blitz coming. Yep. They would. This is in practice.
Yeah. They showed some of that in the practice.
That can't be shown to the rest of the league.
They did
unless
the game.
Somebody puts it on
their TikTok. No. Yeah. They did that in the game as well.
Yeah. No, Miami, especially offensively.
Miami blitzed off the left edge of their defense on the incomplete to Terry.
I saw Rodriguez step up one time and smash the linebacker coming in, and the other guy went off in a tackle. I mean, the guard was able to hit him with a hand, although he was blocking the tackle. But most teams, since you and I were really young, Roos, they don't show you anything.
That was a long time ago, B.
Circling back on something, though. So I think all of us agree. I think if you're making a bold proclamation that this offense will only be based at the line of scrimmage or near it, I think you're incorrect. If you're drawing that conclusion from what we've seen so far, I think that's incorrect and premature.
I totally agree.
So, question I ask is this.
And you don't need Eugene Shen to tell you that.
All right,
he ain't here no more.
We did our first two hours on Jaden Daniels sliding.
Yeah.
If anybody watched him in college, is he going to throw the ball down the field?
Yeah.
Okay. Case closed.
Deep middle. sideline, corner. Yeah.
If we don't have people calling in and say, oh, no, that analytics person that made those comments is absolutely stupid, then they're not paying attention to what happens really in college.
I don't know about you guys. The only thing that I take into consideration, because I was on the phone a lot during, so I didn't get to hear you guys as much as I normally do. The only thing I take into consideration is that Jaden hasn't gotten hit as a passer yet, and he's getting rid of the ball. I think I saw 1.95 seconds or something like that. I mean, listen, it's not going to be that way during the regular season, but if we can keep that kid to 2.4 seconds or under on average time to throw, I'm good.
But
that's
the question
great.
Is why that, are people mad about no, that? It's remarkable how people will work themselves into a lather about anything. Like, oh, he's getting rid of it too fast. Everything's at the line of scrimmage.
See, that's where I was going.
If he's taking seven-step drops and trying to go deep all the time, they're like, they're going to get him killed.
They were saying he hit, but see, that is that analytics person who wanted to make it more about what the hell he wanted to present. If a guy got rid of the ball in 1.95, you know what that means? He had pre-snap reads. Mm-hmm. He knew exactly where the hell to go with the ball, and he got rid of it.
Well, what has Dan Quinn said over and over again about the thing that jumps out to him that's most impressive about Jaden? His processing, right? Isn't that processing? Right? You're processing at the line of scrimmage.
Totally,
you're reading the defense pre-snap. You're reading the defense post-snap as well, and you're making quick decisions. You know where you're supposed to go. You know where it's best to go, and boom. Not saying it's going to be that way against Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers on every play. Of course it's not, but...
But if he can read it and know what's happening and get rid of the ball, all that damn matters.
Why do you think Cliff has shown too much in three series with Jaden Daniels on the field?
So, I mean, obviously the tempo by design was something I was hoping they were going to save for the regular season. We've seen that a lot in Miami on Saturday night, some against the Jets. I think formationally, I mean, obviously they've run three RPOs or, you know, where he's kept the ball three times. So, I understand you want to practice things full speed. I got it. By design, I have seen so many different unique designs already. Like, they opened up the game. Brian, I don't know if I'm explaining this right, so you probably have a much better explanation. But it was like what I call a modified wishbone, where they had B-Rob behind Jaden in pistol, and they had the two tight ends lined up as split H-backs behind the line of scrimmage, and ran one time directly out of it, passed one time out of it, and they showed that look. That's just one formation. Then they ran like a triangular pyramid with three receivers stacked to the right and one on the other side. Then they ran the third and six to Diami was a five-receiver spread that he didn't move the formation. I haven't seen a lot of motion. Maybe I'm missing it, but I've seen a lot of interesting and more revealing formations than I thought I would.
He has subtle shifts. Right before snap. Like, the running back will be lined up on the right side, and all of a sudden, boom, he goes to the other side.
Fair.
And they start to shift, and boom, it comes back the other direction. It gets guys moving. And it worked. So I don't know what the analytics guy was looking at, but the little simple things he did seemed to work, too.
Yeah. I just want to be fair. It's not a criticism.
Just
surprised.
I see what you're saying. The stat I care most about is that in Jaden's three drives on the field, now, they haven't been going against ones completely. I get that. They also haven't probably had their full complement of ones either. Ertz hadn't played, right? Mm-hmm. In three series with Jaden at the helm, they've had scoring opportunities on every series.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just think, and that's with penalties,
yes.
Right? Like,
correct.
They had a scoring opportunity on a drive where Wiley took two penalties.
Yep.
This offense the last 5 years, the slightest hiccup, they're cooked.
And even the 49-yarder on the first series, I mean, listen, that should have been made. I'm sorry. You got to make your field goals.
Sure. And we all agree that the kicker ain't the answer.
Yeah.
Rooster, would you like some chicken or a cupcake? It's Brian Mitchell's birthday.
I heard it was B. Mitch's birthday. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm trying to watch this not-so-girlish physique. I'm down to my lowest weight, which I will not reveal
on
the radio in God knows how long, at least since pre-COVID. So I'm trying to be responsible. But thank you.
Then throw all that food in the trash. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, boys.
The show starts in an hour.
Yes, sure.
Chad Roeder.
Appreciate you.
Goodbye.